This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be in Florida later today to witness something America hasn't seen in nearly a decade, as two American astronauts will launch to the International Space Station, weather permitting, from U.S. soil. For the first time since 2011, they'll be in a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule sent into orbit by a Falcon 9 rocket from a NASA launch pad at Cape Canaveral. SpaceX founder Elon Musk says it does weigh heavily on him that this will be the first SpaceX mission involving human lives.
You know, I was asking them just a few hours ago, it's like, you guys feel good about this? Is there anything you want us to do? And, man, they're cool as a cucumber. I mean, they're just like nerves of steel.
Musk was speaking there on CBS's This Morning. Nevada casinos will be able to reopen on the 4th of June, with card tables and slot machines having to be behind plexiglass barriers. And this is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy urging Democratic leaders to pull today's scheduled vote to reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. He says they're concerned about proxy voting and allegations that former President Obama had used FISA to spy on American politicians. Four Minneapolis police officers involved in a street confrontation Monday that left a black man dead have been fired from their jobs, a day after a bystander's video showed the man, George Floyd, pleading that he couldn't breathe as a white cop was kneeling on his neck. Last night, it brought protesters into the streets of Minneapolis, some of them clashing with police officers. And there was a solidarity demonstration in Chicago as well, where musician Chance the Rapper told reporters he was grieving.
I want people to understand that we are all humans and that we all feel a sense of danger or rage when situations like this happen.
The FBI is investigating. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Applications for loans to buy homes rose 9% last week in America, the sixth straight week of gains, and they're up more than 50% since early April. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying total application volume rose by 2.7% last week, as refinance applications slipped 0.2%, as refis are still 176% higher than a year ago. The national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage edging up one basis point to 3.42%. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, no longer technically royals, but they are reportedly worried about their family's safety after drones have been making repeated flights over their home in the Hollywood Hills in recent weeks. The couple has reportedly told police some flyovers have been as low as 20 feet above their property so as to try to get photos of them and their young son Archie. The Daily Beast citing a source saying that Meghan and Harry have been putting up with unimaginable levels of press intrusion at the home where they're temporarily residing. They've reported at least five drone flyovers to police, most recently this past Monday. and the MLB has presented an economic proposal to its players as the two sides are trying to work towards a deal to begin the 2020 season. ESPN's reporting the highest paid players would still receive less than 40% of their full season salaries. The players' union has not yet made a decision on the proposal. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You know, I'm not going to say I told you so, but maybe I will say I told you so, because our next guest, John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, has long been telling us, ever since he's been on the show, I mean, this has been going on for years, about the increasing measures and the abandonment, the willful abandonment and disregard for our constitutional rights and what has been going on with the military state. He is the, as I mentioned, the president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, The War on American People. And he is here to remind us that he told us so. John, good to have you back with us, as always. How you doing?
Hey, Bill. Doing fine. Thanks for having me on the program.
Well, always enjoy having you here. And then I understand now, as if you're not busy enough, you're doing, is it a weekly podcast now?
Yeah, we're doing a weekly podcast. I mean, with all the stuff that's going on now, it's increased our workload, obviously. And with other cases we're picking up, we were defending some churches across the country who were doing drive-in services, and they've been threatened with $1,000 fines and possible jail sentences and stuff like that. It's gotten kind of crazy. But, if, you know, I don't know if you saw the case we have in New York where a pastor was just doing a drive-in service for 18 people and 20-some cars. And the police now seemingly have backed off. We threatened to sue them, but it was ridiculous. They were going to, I mean, if you look at the case, you go to our website, rutherford.org, and look up the case. It was absolutely absurd. But now I think they backed off, thankfully, and he's going ahead and having his drive-through services. So for that. But I think at the what those kind of instances show you that if people stand up for their rights, we can win them in many cases, but we're going to have to stand up for our rights and not cower before government officials who say we don't have First Amendment rights.
And, John, is this more predominant in what we would declare as the blue states versus the red states? I mean, it just seems what we're hearing every night and reading about are blue state governors that have just, you know, I don't know, they've got a hold of some draconian grape juice or something. I don't know what's going on.
I think they're politicians. They want to look good to the public generally. And some of the things they're saying, obviously, you know, like I say, when you can go get drive-in food and all the things, go to liquor stores, but you can't drive through a church and sit in a car. This pastor here was doing a low FM transmitter, like a cell phone, and so nobody was touching anybody. They were sitting in their cars, and the police said it was dangerous to do that. And I'm going, well, you can drive into McDonald's and get carry out.
You can walk into Walmart and buy stuff. I mean, you know, or Target and all these other deals. So how do those go, you know?
It makes no sense. No, and again, that's what we're seeing right now. And you know, telling people get know your rights, get educated too on some of the things that are going on, because what's developing now with technology is getting really scary with all these thermal imaging devices, drones from 300 feet now, Chinese drones that the police are using in this country, can actually record your temperature from 300 feet above and report you, and they can track you down.
Wow. Wow, this whole idea of, you remember the TV series Person of Interest? I mean, this is alive and well and happening around your world today, right?
Exactly. It is happening. And the governments, you know, Google has announced that it's working with governments across the world to track your location and report that location to the individual governments. That includes China and all the governments they work with around the world. So we've entered a world surveillance state. We were already there with the NSA and things I've talked about in my books. But with Google now, Google's working, as actually Eric Schmidt, the former chairman of Google, is working with Mayor Cuomo in New York now, setting up a contact tracing system where they're going to be watching everything you're doing. So look out, folks. Immunity passports are on their way. And,
right. Yeah, this is all open to door, you know. Exactly. And I want to talk more about this contact tracing, because the impingement upon our privacy, I mean, this is huge, and they're throwing it out there. And, of course, it's all, you see, this is what happens when you have a blanket of fear. When you have a blanket of fear thrown over the people, it opens the portal for all kinds of things, whether it's contact tracing, forced, forced injections, you know, because we have to be immune, and everybody needs to be vaccinated now, right?
Well, that's what they're pushing, yeah. And, everyone's a suspect, essentially, unless you're in, you use the word fear. Fear builds its own walls. People get afraid. And what we're seeing now, and I'm saying watch out for the slippery slope. Controlled chaos, is what we're seeing. And government does use trauma to control society. And when people get afraid, they all get together, And I've quoted the former Nazi generals and security people working under Hitler, and they said the same thing. All you got to do is get people afraid, and you get them following you. But there are some things that are very contradictory with what we're seeing going on today. And I'm just saying, look at the facts, get educated. And in your local communities, you can make some impacts. But watch out, because under this new CARES Act, $2.3 trillion that under Congress just passed in March, I mean, they're passing out more guns, helmets and stuff to local police and federal agents. They're getting ready for something in case there's people are going to be resisting. And, there's some local police officers right now that are resisting and saying they're not going to put up with this stuff. They don't like the way that some of the things they're enforcing are violating the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, I think that's what we have to say. That is our rights. And
exactly.
We're giving them away pretty easily right now.
Well, and this is the thing that it comes with a warning. When you start seeing people at the Capitol steps of, local Capitol steps in various states, boy, this starts to raise the concern of those, happy gun rustlers and, police officers. As you say, there's some that have enough sense to say, look, this is ridiculous, and sheriffs are standing, and defending the Constitution. But that's not across the board. I mean, because you have some sheriffs and you have some police officers get a bit yippy. And we don't need anybody getting yippy right now just because people are exercising their civil rights.
No, but I've told police I've worked with in the past, like this pastor that we helped in New York, just go up and say, hey, be safe, walk mm-hmm. off, contact if you need any help. Don't go telling people they're going to get fined or thrown in jail
right.
because they're doing a drive-through service. Work with your local community and police officers. And there are police officers who do that kind of thing. But as the government, the federal government puts more pressure on what we're seeing happening across the country, and a lot of federal agents now, like I say, they're funding federal agents with all this new equipment, and they're going to be spreading out across the country. And with the idea of possible forced vaccinations, there's going to be a resistance movement to that, and that's already starting. There are going to be people who are going to refuse to be vaccinated. And the question, what happens at that point? Are they going to go to jail? Are they going to be forced to be vaccinated, held down? What are they going to do to them? And, that's moving very, very quickly in what I'm seeing.
Well, they're going to keep them from buying food, having access to gasoline. I mean, there's all kinds of things that
they can do. That with a contact tracing. Yeah, you can be denied. So we're moving to the China system, in my opinion, the social
right.
credit system.
Yeah, it's pretty scary here. Case in point to what you were just saying, John, I don't know if you saw that video of the fitness club where the owners opened up their fitness facility And the local police went and told everybody, look, it's, you are breaking a... you know, a governor order here, and hey, just be safe, have a good day, that kind of deal. You know, kind of like what you just said. And the people's response was very positive. Hey, thank you, God bless, all that good stuff. And then, of course, I guess they got a call from the governor's offices. You better go back there and you know, level the order and let them know that who's boss around this place. So you know, maybe a training session, a training moment there. We've got more from John Whitehead after this. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, yes, all those important values that your grandparents and your parents told you about. And, you know, they used to be so commonsensical, John. And now, I mean, we talk about, you know, values and service. Some people look at us in such a way like, you know, what are you talking about? And I will share with you, I've come across a book, and in fact, interviewed the congressman as well. And it is one of those really ground floor type of books that I think every kid should have in their hand today. It should be must reading. It's from Dan Crenshaw, called Fortitude. And he's the former SEAL who lost his eye in combat, as you may know his story. And he just the practical things that he shares in his book, it's not a Navy SEAL book, although there's some SEAL stories in there, obviously. But it's just practical stuff, you know, kind of like what the dear Admiral shared with us years ago about, you know, the first thing you can do to start off your day is make your bed. You know, Crenshaw says, hey, you know, that shopping cart that you put out, and, you know, to take your groceries out and put in your car, don't just leave it out there in the middle of the parking lot. Go put it away. I mean, you know, yeah. Just simple common sense, respect for your neighbor and your fellow citizen, you know, things that somehow we've lost grip of.
It's called empathy, yeah, and we've lost empathy in our society. That's caring for others, yeah, our neighbors and stuff like that. And that's another thing I'm saying here is people being psychologically re-engineered to kind of
get
everybody with suspicion now.
Yeah.
And that, even in, you know, places where I used to see people more friendly now, they're looking at you with a kind of a, what's his he, does he have it or something.
Right.
And so the question is, when we come out of this, are we going to be like that? I'm afraid we are. Mm-hmm. And, I think, you know, the churches, the organization around the country need to start emphasizing caring for one another and not looking at everybody with suspicion, not calling the police if someone coughs.
Yeah, exactly.
SWAT team raid.
Or you're not wearing a mask, John. You're not, you know,
you're
and all of a sudden
mask, yeah.
You got the mask Nazis coming out.
So it's everything that you see of the future movies, sci-fi movies, Orwell, all those people, it's come true. Philip K. Dick, you know. And it's a society of total, absolute surveillance now. Facial recognition cameras now will be measuring your temperature. The drones over your head will be telling you social distance, move away. You're going to see that, and that they already have the technology. They're already flying over us, by the way. So when you walk along the streets, everything you know. So you make a mistake, you say the wrong word now, you can have a policeman at your door in 30 minutes. That's the future of our society. We can change that, I tell people, by getting really strongly active involved in your government. Stop sitting and watching 150 hours of television a month.
Exactly.
Back off of that. Get active in your government. Start reading. Learn your rights. The average American has no idea what's in the Constitution, what's in the Bill of Rights. It's only 462 words. The kids today do not have any. They're not teaching the Constitution in schools. Why not? Because they don't want them to know it, obviously.
Exactly. Yeah, that's power.
You know what a rebel is? That someone says, I have a First Amendment right to do this. That's a rebel now.
Mm-hmm.
Like the pastors we're helping around the, you know, around the country. They're rebels because we're going to have drive-in services. Okay. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to defend the rebel because the rebels are the ones that keep freedom alive, not the ones that sit on their butt and do nothing.
Well, you know, John, you bring up a good point, and that is that we're so bombarded. You know, I'm here in Florida, as you are, and, you know, I came from California here about 11 years ago, and I keep telling people, I go, in California, you know, you'd have earthquakes, you know, natural disaster, earthquake would come, and it's there and it's gone in a couple of days. The reporting is all right there. Here in Florida, I mean, now we're starting to come into hurricane season. We got an early hurricane that came last week. I think it was Arnold or whatever. Anyway, or Arthur, one of those A words, because we're starting from the alphabet all over again. But what happens here is that it's like the Super Bowl event. It's 10 days nonstop of all this bad news about hurricanes and everything, and in each 15-minute cycle, I've noticed that the hyperbole gets, you know, juiced up even more because these talking heads and these reporters, boy, they just have to make it worse and worse, and they're just like, you know, they're all striving for headlines and clicks and attention, and so the more they, you know, hyperbolitize, if I can say such a word, and use all this rhetoric and this extreme language. Gosh, I'm telling you, with the average age of Floridians here, it's a wonder half the state doesn't go into cardiac arrest.
Yeah, and they want you watching. That's why they do all that. They want you watching. They want you to watch in the commercials. They want to sell you their products and stuff like that. So that's what it's all about. It's about money in the end. There are good journalists out there, but they're few and far between. So
they don't have much of a place.
Telling the truth on television today will most likely get you fired. Mm. Or get you in trouble unless you've got a really big audience. So, but yeah, we need more journalists. We need more people speaking out, saying here's what I think. And if the government doesn't like it or somebody doesn't like it, I'm still going to do it because it's the truth, you know. And Christians should be on the front line doing that, because we had a fellow named Jesus Christ who just said, he looked people in the eye and said, here's what I think. Got him in a lot of trouble, but.
Well, that's what happens when you care for people. See, when you care for people, you can get in trouble. Yeah, exactly.
Empathy. Caring for other people, and we should be caring for other people. You know, be safe. You know, don't go out if you possibly have a disease or something. But don't be an idiot and give away your rights, because once you give those away, and we have in the past, and so I think when we're coming out of this particular crisis now, There are people I'm talking to now look at you when I say the First Amendment right or whatever. They look at me and go, you're a little crazy.
Right, exactly. And that's the sad part, John, because such a small percentage of people really, I mean, you're talking maybe 15%, maybe 10, 20% max of the people that really care about the Constitution that are taking a stand. But if that 10 to 20% doesn't take a stand, well, heaven help us, because everybody's going over the cliff here.
Yeah, I agree with that, and you know, I had a fellow contact me the other day. He had read one of my commentaries and says, you're an anarchist, and you got to follow, you know, Romans 1 and all that. And I said, well, if you read Romans 1 carefully, it says very clearly that the government is supposed to be a minister of God. And what's a minister of God do? The minister of God cares for people, makes sure, you know, and all this, and the minister of God will protect our rights. And you know, that's the easy answer to all those things like that. So I'm telling people, don't take this stuff down your throat. Read, but listen, be cautious. James Madison, who wrote our Constitution, said it very clearly. We ought to mistrust all those in government, and because people in government abuse their power, they get in with corporations. Listen, I've sued in and out of Washington, D.C. for over 40 years. It's run by money. There is a thing called the deep state there that runs more than on money. It runs on power and undermines everything that our Constitution gives us and our freedoms. And so stay alert, people, stay educated, and when it comes time, stand up for your rights, and a group like ours will come to your, will help do all we can to help you fight it.
John, here you are, a constitutional attorney, all your experience that you've had and everything. Can you tell me, where's our toilet paper? what happened to our toilet paper?
Our toilet paper, I think, is in most people's homes, and they're using it on a part of their body. And I think that's a real good thing. And I would suggest that people no longer fight over toilet paper. Maybe fight over Coke or, you know, a couple Cokes or whatever snacks you like. But I think there's plenty of toilet paper right now.
Well, I was speaking with somebody who drives for Costco, and he says, oh, there's plenty of toilet paper. It's back in the warehouse. They just don't want to put it out, you know, because it will, they'll have a bum's rush, I guess, going into all the Costcos for toilet paper. I said, this is ridiculous. I mean, of all things that would be, you know, that we're supposedly short of, the people, I mean, I've seen people coming out of stores, and they're all depressed and everything is because they couldn't find any toilet paper. I'm going, wait a minute. This is America. Are you kidding me? This is what it's come down to, John.
It's what it's come down to, and that's how we think. But that's what's taught over the tube, the television. In my days, my father called television the idiot tube.
Yes, idiot box.
And again, don't believe everything, because again, if you Carl Bernstein, Woodward Bernstein, he said a lot of the television stuff in their newspapers are vetted by the CIA and NSA. This is the guy that wrote the, you know, fought Nixon with you know, the big scandal, and an incredible journalist, and he came forward and said that. So watch out, folks. Be very cautious.
And especially right now with this fear factor and all the things, you got to look and you got to calm down a little bit. But if you get all, you know, emotionalized and everything, then you're going to miss the point. But you got to remember what your North Star is. And that North Star, exactly, it is the peace of God, and immediately it's for our Constitution. That's what you can focus on. John Whitehead is with us. John, where can I go for more information? 10 seconds left.
You can go to Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org, read our commentaries, our website, get educated.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be in Florida later today to witness something America hasn't seen in nearly a decade, as two American astronauts will launch to the International Space Station, weather permitting, from U.S. soil. For the first time since 2011, they'll be in a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule sent into orbit by a Falcon 9 rocket from a NASA launch pad at Cape Canaveral. SpaceX founder Elon Musk says it does weigh heavily on him that this will be the first SpaceX mission involving human lives.
You know, I was asking them just a few hours ago, it's like, you guys feel good about this? Is there anything you want us to do? And, man, they're cool, cool as a cucumber. I mean, they're just like nerves of steel.
Musk was speaking there on CBS's This Morning. Nevada casinos will be able to reopen on the 4th of June, with card tables and slot machines having to be behind plexiglass barriers. And this is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, just the way you like to hear from us, fresh and independent every day. And with us, speaking of fresh and independent, and a little bit ornery, I'm told, but I can't imagine Lou Euler ever being ornery. I can't imagine that being a descriptor of your person. Your personality, Lou. I think it's people that misunderstand your passion for that which is fair and free, right?
Absolutely. What's best for people in the nation, you bet.
Amen. He's the founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, I am excited that more and more Americans are getting outside of their homes. I'm talking to people every day, and they're going, oh, Bill, I went to a restaurant. I had dinner at a restaurant. For like, I forgot what that felt like. And, realizing that the risk is there, just like on normal occasions. I mean, without coronavirus, I mean, every day we were facing risk. And, you know, this too shall pass, and we'll get on the other side of it. And more Americans, as they are venturing out of their homes, are realizing that, we have flattened the curve, and now we need to, allow herd immunity and the wisdom of our scientists and our researchers to come up with a vaccine that will help us get to the next phase. But it's going to be a process where, this is going to take some more time, and I think if we're fortunate, as some of of the scientists have suggested, maybe the end of the year, first quarter next year, maybe we have the vaccine. But we can't allow our world and our economy to stop any more than what we've already invested. I think this has been an incredible experiment that we've endured. It's been very costly, but America needs to get back to work.
Yes, no, you're absolutely right. And the left has overblown the COVID-19 risk. And the more you read of the experts in immunology, et cetera, why you find that they agree that this has been used as a device for the big government folks who want to shut down the private sector, grow the public sector, and steal from the public sector, frankly, money that they should be earning through an open economy, which we can reassert right now. And we're starting to do that with a tax reform education project to show people what led to a great economy by January of this year and what can lead to a restoration of that by the end of this year. That's what we're working on. That's where we have to head.
Lou, I appreciate the insight in this because I think this is one of the unwritten stories that's taking place here as a result of COVID-19. Aren't we experiencing the redistribution of wealth in some form or fashion right now?
To some degree, and you know, the first of the CARES Act to address this made a terrible mistake, and that is they incentivized those who left their jobs went on unemployment. They gave them an extra $600 a week for a total of $1,000 a week, much more than many of them earned. Now that restaurants are beginning to reopen, small shops and that employed them, and they're being invited back, and in many cases they are saying, no, I'm earning more as unemployed than I was working. And so it's going to delay, unfortunately, the response that naturally is happening, and that is resumption of a normal life.
Exactly. Lou, and part of the unfairness of all this, supposedly, because some congressmen were asked specifically about this, and they said, well, the reason that we offered that was to, support the employee, but it was under the caveat that the employers had to rehire the employees, right? And so then the follow-up question is, well, what happened if the employee, just like you said, the employee chooses to take the government handout and not come back to work? Because technically, according to the rules of any kind of loan and repayment for small businesses, is that if they didn't rehire the person, then they were going to be subject to the repayment of that loan in total. And now this is not their fault. It's because what the government has done to interfere with the process. So what's going to happen now?
Well, I think what we'll have now is a recognition that this was a mistake. It'll have to play out in its own time by July 31st, which is the last of that. Pelosi, of course, in the fourth CARES Act that she's presented here, the $3.4 trillion measure that will be considered by the Senate here shortly, why she's trying to extend that unemployment, that huge unemployment, to the first of the year, because she recognizes that if the economy resumes and really goes according to what it was doing in January, that politically that hurts her and her associates. So that's what we're facing now, is enough toughness on the part of our people and understanding on the part of conservatives that we stop this nonsense.
Well, and the other thing that we have to deal with, and we brought out earlier this week, Lou, is that businesses are nervous in reopening because of potential lawsuits. I mean, you've got the buzzard attorneys, you know, flying overhead just waiting for, you know, whether it be a customer or an employee claiming they got coronavirus as a result of working for a particular business. And, boy, you talk about harassment lawsuits that are going to be taking place and how, sadly, you know, some of these attorneys will take advantage and they'll look for quick buyouts and in order to set this aside, as I was sharing with somebody else that, you know, I work with several restaurants still in Southern California, and they say out of routine what will happen is that you'll have a wave of attorneys that will go into an area and they start challenging businesses based on wages and tips. And if all their paperwork is not specific, which you can imagine, I mean, how difficult it is for accounting and all the time that it takes to do that. I mean, it is one of those nuisance lawsuits that come about, and there's all you're always waiting for that, you know, that question and answer is, what is it going to take to solve this problem? And usually it's about $3,500. And so the restaurateur, who right now is already on thin ice, is going to be looking forward to, you know, being hijacked by these attorneys who come in. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, let's throw COVID-19 into the mix as well. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that's happening in America. I mean, it's not happening in, you know, some third world country. It's amazing.
No, you're right. Now, you've put your finger on something that's been a long-term problem that legislatively must be dealt with, and that is these runaway trial attorneys who, at the drop of a hat, file lawsuits, and the state laws many times accommodate this kind of nonsense. And so states and the federal government are going to have to begin to look and be tough about putting down rules that prevent these nonsensical lawsuits from occurring that are costing our society millions and billions of dollars.
Exactly, because the focus at the end of the day needs to be our GDP, getting America back to work, employees wanting to be productive again, because we know under the previous regime, Lou, for 8 years, people were not very happy because they weren't being productive, they weren't working, we were regulation nation, and this president, President Donald Trump, has been full force against these regulations, again, just signing another executive order to eliminate more regulations so that we can get America back to work.
Yes, now, we're the president and his team, I think, are really trying to do the job, and fortunately, the new crew of immunologists that are now stepping forward and challenging some of the medical claims by some of the folks that have been semi in charge.
He's the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, the one and only Lou Euler. Lou, thank you as always. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care. Be safe.
You bet. Our pleasure.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever, so call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with site agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and find the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
And we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, America. Real quick, want to remind you, and we're grateful for Mike Berry from First Liberty coming on the show. Go to firstliberty.org to get involved and push back against, you know, what's being done to our military and their ability to exercise their First Amendment rights. Meanwhile, a total of 15 Republican state attorneys general, led by Ohio Attorney General David Yost, filed an amicus brief. Maybe my old Latin data confuses me, so I know I've heard it said both ways, but you know what I'm talking about. Amicus brief in support of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, and Dave Yost is with us right now. Attorney General, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you. It's good to be here. And to put your mind at rest, Latin is a dead language. Nobody's ever heard it spoken. So amicus, you're fine.
Okay. Well, it's just the old altar boy in me comes out. So, you know, that's what stalls me. But, you know, we've been talking about this morning is the return of common sense to America. Many Americans across the country that I hear from, Attorney General, are just saying, what is it with this Flynn deal? This thing is done. I mean, why are they dragging this out?
Well, that's a great question, and it's at the center of the brief that we filed. Basically, the judge is trying to sit on the bench and at the prosecutor's table, and in our system of government, you don't get to do both those things.
Well, I mean, obviously this thing could really be prolonged. I mean, it's been prolonged much longer than is necessary to where this could be settled if it needs to be to go to the Supreme Court. I mean, this just seems like such an overreach and a movement of activism by this judge. Boy, he may be setting himself up for, you know, impeachment or something, I would think.
Well, Representative Bill Johnson of Ohio yesterday announced that he was going to seek impeachment of the judge. Now, I don't know whether that's going to go anywhere or not, but it's certainly in the air.
Where we are in the process right now?
Well, at the moment, the prosecution and the defense, who are the two parties to the case,
yes,
have both agreed and asked the court to dismiss the case. Now, the rule does say that it has to be by leave of court, but the Supreme Court's already said you don't get to second-guess the parties here. That's just to make sure that the prosecution doesn't indict you and dismiss as a harassing tactic. And that's the Supreme Court of the United States said that. It's been settled law for 40 years. But this judge has ordered, he's appointed another lawyer. So you've got the lawyers for the government, you've got the lawyers for the defense. He's appointing another lawyer to come in and argue and say why what the parties have agreed they want to do to get rid of this dispute is wrong. And it's just absolute. I've never heard of this happening in a criminal case. I was a prosecutor before I was the attorney general. And this is just extraordinary.
Yeah, it's quite ironic because Sidney Powell, who wrote, I believe, just an excellent book in License to Lie, exposing the corruption of the FBI, and Judge Sullivan was one of the heroes of her book. In fact, when she was on the air with me a couple of weeks ago, you know, she was just shocked. Of all judges, she just said, wow, this is way out of character, that she can't believe that he would act this way. But this seems like such an activist move and an obvious move that, you know, again, people of reason and common sense are wondering, OK, why are we putting Mike Flynn through this? And of course, their standing is, well, he lied, you know, but I guess we're not supposed to ask why.
Well, and that comes to a fundamental problem. Our coalition of attorneys general that filed the brief were focused specifically on the abuse of power and the separation of powers. But let's talk about that for just a second. The crime that he's charged with is lying to the government, lying to the FBI, or making a false statement, to be a little more accurate. But the what has become clear through several subsequent investigations, and Attorney General William Barr has determined, is they didn't have any reason, they didn't have any basis to be talking with him, Mike Flynn, when they did. So what's to prevent, anytime the government wants to leverage Bill Martinez or Dave Yost, mm-hmm, or anybody else, any citizen in this country, they put you in a back room and start asking you questions that are uncomfortable that you don't want to talk about.
Right.
And you say something that they feel is incomplete, inaccurate. Maybe you honestly misremember something.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're looking at 5 years in the federal pen for making false statements. We don't want to give the government the opportunity to haul any random citizen in and try to trap them into making a false statement. And that's the underlying unrighteousness that Attorney General Barr found in this case. So, yeah, you know, I don't like liars, and I'm not happy that Mike Flynn lied to the vice president. He got fired for it.
Yes.
Pro tip, don't lie to your boss.
Right.
you know, to be in jeopardy of your liberty in a criminal prosecution, I'm inclined to agree with the Attorney General Barr. The government did not come to court with clean hands on this one.
Exactly. Well, an extension to your pro tip about lying to your boss, this is the problem, is once you lie, you start to, you know, it's that web of deception that begins forming and it gets out of control. And, you know, possibly here he is in jeopardy. He knows he's already lied. And, you know, as Dinesh D'Souza said that he found out when he went to jail himself, he says is that the cons never give up the lie. You just have to keep lying, and it just keeps on building. And maybe for Mike Flynn, I don't know what was in his heart at the time when he lied to the president and vice president. But this is, I think, a lesson for all of us to look at, to say this is what happens when you lie. One lie leads to another. I'd never known where a lie stops with only one incident. You?
Well, that's a good point, and it goes back even farther than Shakespeare, but that famous line about practicing to deceive.
Yes. Yeah, this is what happens, and we've been loaded with deception. And I think one of the benefits of this COVID-19 experience, Attorney General, is that it's forced us to hit the pause button, and it's caused us to enter into a bit of a meditative state to say, what the heck has hit this country, and this thing's out of control, and we're looking at these things through a purview of common sense, and it just doesn't add up. You know, what has been done. And of course, what we're seeing with Flynn is the tip of the iceberg of some deeper problems that we have, regarding our Constitution and what seems to be, two levels of justice in our country that seem to be in operation.
You know, Justice Scalia used to say that it's not the Bill of Rights that makes us free and protects our liberty. It's the separation of powers and the inability of any actor in our government to get enough power to become a tyrant. And that's really what this case is about. It's the separation of powers between the executive and the judicial branches. And what the Constitution has put asunder, let no judge join together.
And I was asking another constitutional attorney earlier and a law professor. I said, it seems that we are coming to what even the Democrats have said for years and trying to avoid a constitutional crisis. But it seems like we're right here at the brink of an incredible constitutional crisis, which I'm not afraid of. I think it's going to be a good thing because out of this, as you said, in terms of separation of powers, you know, the lines need to be redrawn, people need to be put back in their place, and order needs to be restored.
Absolutely. And that's true in a lot of situations, whether we're talking about the overreach of the judiciary or we're talking about the unlawful delegation of authority from Congress to the executive and these administrative rulemakings. There's a lot of challenges to the separation of powers. It's time for us to shore up that important framework, that bulwark of liberty.
Mm-hmm. Dave, since you delivered the amicus brief along with 14 other attorney generals, have there been other AGs across the country who said, look, I want to come alongside and be a part of this?
I have heard a number of people that said they wish they had had more time because we turned this around very quickly. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's this particular issue, it's kind of a sad thing. Everything is seen through the lens of the president. And if you like the president, then you're on one side of this issue. And if you don't, you're on the other. But I think all Americans ought to be worried about what the judge is doing in this case and ought to be calling for the separation of powers to be upheld.
Well, and I think it's important for what the 15 AGs have done on behalf of the American people. Like you said, you're drawing the line and calling it out. I mean, the mainstream media is not. I mean, it's just happening with impunity, and this needs to really be called out for the danger that it is. And thank you. Thank you for leading the way with these other AGs to do this on behalf of the Constitution and the American people.
It's good to talk to you, and it's an honor to serve.
Well, we appreciate it. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost right here on Bill Martinez Live. Attorney General, thank you for your time. Be blessed. Take care.
Thank you.
The passes a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.